Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel is centered on the betrayal of Judas, a story that has been kept to help us understand the dynamics of sin. The first thing to observe is that the sin of Judas was not a sin of weakness, but a sin that was deliberately planned and executed, which made it graver than a sin committed out of weakness. Now, a sin like Judas's betrayal wouldn't just happen out of thin air. It was the result of a long chain of sins that went unchecked. Many of them could have been sins of weakness that Judas could have fought against, but he simply decided not to resist them. What were some of those? One was his attachment to money. When Judas challenged Mary for anointing Jesus with a costly perfume, the Gospel says that the reason behind this was that Judas used to steal from the money bag. But I think there were two spiritual roots of sin that were even graver than those. One was pride. Judas was inclined to stick to his own view of things, even in matters that were not so certain and definite. For example, although Jesus challenged him to respect what Mary had done, it seems that he just hardened his mind. In his pride, Judas probably felt that if he allowed someone else to change his impressions, he wasn't himself anymore. He was losing his originality, so to say. That's what pride does. It sets up a false sense of self, and then pressures us to cling to it as if it was our real self. The other root of sin was his lack of faith. At some point, he lost faith in Jesus. When Jesus preached on the bread of life in John 6, many ceased to follow him. And even when Judas stayed with Jesus, it seems that he stayed with the group, but in his soul he had also left, because Jesus issued words of warning to his betrayer at that moment. In this way, Judas kept dodging all the warnings Jesus gave him. He allowed greed, pride, and unbelief to fester in his soul, and those sins paved the way for his betrayal. So, what can you learn about the dynamics of sin in the story of Judas? What did Jesus do to address those growing roots of sin? Are there any tendencies or thoughts that Jesus would want you to address in your life so as to stop the spread of sin in your soul?